The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And speaking of Wednesday, just a quick note, I have the privilege of teaching the Pastor's Bible Study, the Adult Bible Study, at Genoa Church in Westerville tonight. Starts at 6:45. If you're there by 7 o'clock, you'll be fine. And the class that I will be teaching is in the WAC, which is the main auditorium, the main sanctuary. Come around to the main entrance, go on those doors, and you'll find it. Anyway, I have the privilege of teaching the pastor's Bible class at Genoa Baptist Church in Westerville tonight. If you don't know where it is, it's about 5 miles north of Westerville on Route 3. State Street, Route 3. It's at the corner of Route 3 and Lewis Center Road. You can't miss it if you go north on Westerville, go far enough. Literally, there is no way you could possibly miss it. It's on the left-hand side if you're going north. If you do not have a Wednesday night service of your own, I would love to see you there tonight. Again, officially starts at 6:45, but if you're there by 7 o'clock, you should be fine. It's just a privilege for me to have the opportunity to teach the pastor's Bible class again tonight. And then at 4 o'clock, top of the hour, Pastor Jim Custer, Lord willing, will be visiting with me live in the studio. And we're going to talk a little prophecy, a little Bible doctrine. Jim Custer is one of the most popular guests that I have on the program. So spread the word. Pastor Jim Custer will be joining me at 4 p.m., top of the hour. Good news and some so-so news. Today, the Ohio Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal from a Dayton area abortion clinic that is fighting to stay open. In fact, this is the only abortion clinic in the Dayton area. It's called the Women's Medical Center. And back in 2016, now this is 2019, the Ohio Department of Health revoked their operating license for failing to have a transfer agreement with a nearby hospital or naming enough backup physicians for emergencies. Now, the law that they violated went into effect in 2013. So this has been going on since 2013. State law enacted in 2013. The state of Ohio had continually insisted that they maintain that they obey state law. They didn't. They refused. So finally, the Department of Health revoked their operating license in 2016. They appealed it to this court, that court, and finally made it to the Supreme Court. And today, the Ohio Supreme Court said, no, there's no reason to hear the appeal. So they have denied the appeal. You would think that would be final. So are they still performing abortions? Yes. Say what? Well, they have other federal lawsuits in the works. And while those lawsuits are being considered, they're still performing abortions. Isn't that sick? Kelly Copeland, executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio, said, quote, this clinic is still open and abortion is available in Dayton for those who need it. Think about that. This has been going on since 2013. Operating license was revoked in 2016. Today, the Supreme Court denied the appeal, and they're still open and performing abortions. I would hope that very soon these other lawsuits will be dealt with and this abortion agency will be closed for good. Other news on the abortion front, and I'm surprised by this. Most of you know that the heartbeat bill was signed into law by Governor DeWine. All of us who supported the heartbeat bill knew that it probably would not go into effect. There would be a federal injunction, a federal stay, and there was. Back on July 3rd, Judge Michael Barrett temporarily blocked the heartbeat bill. And I think it was a 3-month injunction to keep the law from going into effect. Judge Michael Barrett said that the abortion provider's constitutional challenge, this would be Planned Parenthood's constitutional challenge, was certain to succeed, and so an injunction was issued. However, Ohio did not challenge the injunction. I suppose I know the reasoning. They're hoping that it'll it will ultimately go to the Supreme Court where Roe v. Wade could be overturned. We can certainly hope. But the state of Ohio did not challenge it. And the American Civil Liberties Union yesterday filed a brief with the court to make the injunction not temporary but permanent. So here's the story. Lawyers for abortion clinics challenging an Ohio law banning abortions is after a fetal heartbeat is detected has asked a federal court to block the measure permanently. This again happened yesterday. A federal court in Columbus, American Civil Liberties Union, and others said a July 3rd decision by Judge Michael Barrett temporarily blocking the so-called heartbeat bill should continue indefinitely. And again, the state of Ohio did not challenge the injunction. I'm going to have to check into that and see the reasoning. I'm assuming that the pro-life leaders in the DeWine administration assumed, it's eventually going to have to go to the Supreme Court, so why spend money to fight it here in the state? I don't know. But anyway, the ACLU and Planned Parenthood have filed yesterday in federal court an appeal to have the temporary injunction to continue indefinitely. Ultimately, it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and I cannot believe that it will be more than 12 months, a year, before it finally goes before the Supreme Court. That, then, is going to be an extraordinarily important case and could determine the future of Roe v. Wade. But please remember, even if Roe v. Wade were overturned tomorrow, that does not mean that abortion would be made illegal. It simply means it would go back to the individual states. That would mean then that the heartbeat bill becomes even more important. So, all in the legal system, and is going to take quite some time before all of that is decided. All right, quick break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Remember, top of the hour, 4 o'clock. Pastor Jim Custer is going to be joining me. He is in the house. He is somewhere wandering around the halls here in our studios. But he is here, and he will be joining me at 4 p.m. I know we have a lot of small business owners that listen. Let me tell you about a great opportunity. You've heard me talking about our Pastor's Masters coming up. This is a sellout event. Every year it is. It's our Pastor's Golf Tournament at Safari Golf Club. It's coming up in September. It's coming up in just a few weeks, and it's filling up. It will be a sellout. If you are a small business owner and would love to have the opportunity of getting your business in front of a lot of pastors, we have whole sponsorships available for you. You can sponsor one of the holes. Now, first, by doing that, you'll have an opportunity to encourage a whole bunch of pastors by helping pay for this event. If you heard me advertise it, it's $20. $20 does not cover the cost of 18 holes of golf, the golf cart, the catered meal, the snacks and drinks around the course, the driving range. It does not cover it, and you know that. Our sponsors help us do that. So first and foremost, your small business would have an opportunity to encourage pastors. Secondly, the name of your business will be placed prominently at the hole that you sponsor. So it's a win-win. It really is. If you're a small business owner and would like to become a part of the Pastor's Masters, here's what you do. Call our on-air number, and Jeff, be ready for anybody who calls, and give Jeff your contact information, and one of us here at WRFD will be in touch with you right away and give you the details. All right? The on-air number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and just tell Jeff when he answers, hey, I'm interested, by calling, you're not committing yourself. Hey, I'm interested in becoming a whole sponsor for the Pastor's Golf Tournament, the Pastor's Masters. Again, I think it's a win-win, very inexpensive. You can encourage pastors, and you can get the name of your business out in front of a lot of pastors. So just call 877-BOB-LIVE and give Jeff your information and say, I'm interested in becoming a whole sponsor, and one of our staff will be in touch with you right away. And By the way, there aren't many left. There are only 18 holes, and a bunch of them are already taken, but there are still some available. So if you're interested, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Tell Jeff I'm interested in being a hole sponsor, and give him your contact your contact information. Here is mixed news out of China. I've been trying to keep you up to date on what's happening with the leadership and members of the Early Rain Church in China. The Early Rain Church is an evangelical church, one of the largest evangelical churches in China. But they are unregistered, meaning whenever they meet, they're doing so in violation of government standards. And in order to be a registered church, you have to submit your sermons for approval, your Sunday school lessons for approval, your teachers, your officers have to be approved by the communist government. And an evangelical Bible-believing church obviously will not be willing to do that. So 8 months ago, way back in December, several members of the church and the senior pastor and his wife were arrested. Now, little by little, some of the members have been released, and I am happy to report that Elder Li Zhengjing was released just yesterday after 8 months in criminal detention. Quote, he was sent back to his hometown where he was reunited with his wife and children. This is coming from a Christian reporting agency within China. However, the whereabouts of the senior pastor is unknown. He's in prison. He's in detention. But no one knows where. Nobody knows how he's doing. No one has heard from him. His wife was released about 3 months ago. That's good news, but she has no clue where her husband is, what his physical, mental, spiritual condition is. All they know is that he is still being held in, quote, criminal detention. So it really is a good news, bad news story. Continue to pray for the senior pastor and some other leaders of the Early Rain Church in China as they continue to be held without justification. They have not called for the overthrow of the government or anything like that. They've just been preaching the gospel, and they have refused to register with the government. Before his arrest, the senior pastor said, quote, even if we are down to our last five worship and gatherings, will still go on because our faith is real. Persecution is a price worth paying for the Lord. We would rather live through it than to hide our faith, and we hope more Chinese churches will speak up and stand with us. Those were his words before he was arrested. We have no idea, folks, how blessed we are here in America. Pray for your brothers and sisters in China. When we come back, Pastor Jim Custer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.